Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
On Friday, the Father turned away His gracious presence from His Son. Like the Marys of the Apostles, our Easter morning begins at the tomb. Our Savior there was laid, where our bed must also be made. We come at first with mourning, with sadness, broken and in shame. Because this world has offered us no hope. Violence, war, disease, cancer, depression, and death hold us in fear. We have witnessed the cruel execution of an innocent man from Nazareth. But in that cruelty, we have looked into a startling mirror to find such cruelty and arrogance also in ourselves. We come still with more sorrow. We also have been sinned against. We've faced the horrible lot of fallen man daily. Our loved ones have been sealed in too many graves, and the inevitability of our own death looms. The terrible separation from God that sin wreaks is evident all around us. But today, Christ arises, and the Father is with Him again. Jesus lives. He is vindicated. His atoning sacrifice for the sins of the world is accepted by His Father. And He prays, "When I awake, I am still with you. You, Father, have laid your hand upon me." And Jesus is not only with His Father when He arises, but He is also with us. We are with Him. That's what the psalmist is confessing in today's introit. It was chosen because of the first word, which in Latin is resurrexi. I am arisen. But no matter where we are, the Lord is with us. As we are bound to Him now. We are bound to Him because He has taken up our flesh. He is one of us, with us. He has entered into our world, into our life, into our humanity to reconcile us to God in His flesh. We are bound to Him because He has entered also into this world of sin. Because He has taken our sins and guilt into His body and made Himself a substitute, become sin for us that we might become the righteousness of God. He has exchanged His perfect life for our sins and given us His kingdom. He has not only died as one of us, but He has died once and for all of us. We are bound to Him because He is risen. Bound to praise Him, to rejoice in the eternal day which He has made, and be glad in it. Now, chiefly are we bound to praise Him for the glorious resurrection of His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. After night comes the morning. After darkness and gloom rises the sun. Our silent alleluias may now burst forth as easily as Christ has from the grave. For He is the very Paschal Lamb who was sacrificed for us and has taken away the sins of the world. By dying, He has destroyed death. And by rising to life again, He has restored us to everlasting life. The world is redeemed, forgiven, reconciled to God's eternal life. And He descended Even into hell, we confess. There the foe in triumph shouted, for Christ, the Savior, the Holy One of God, lay in the tomb. Death, it seemed, was victorious. Satan, it seemed, had met God and conquered him. As 1 Peter says, Jesus went down to those spirits in prison. Christ did not descend to suffer or to be punished or to be judged the loser. He had no sin of his own. And for our sins, dear saints, he had already fully met the punishment and the suffering in hell on the cross in his Father's wrath. The sins of the world, yours and mine, have been finished, paid for, taken care of. Jesus descends even into hell so that he might preach to those spirits, as St. Peter writes. One last message. His descent is not Satan's final speech, but it is Jesus' victory tour. He announces his triumph. He sings, Alleluia, praise the Lord, even from the depths of hell. Because the foe is routed, his boast is turned into gloom, and now hell and its prince, the devil, of all their power are shorn. Satan is crushed, powerless, a prince who can only rant and fuss and bellow and holler. Grim death with all its might is but a powerless form, however it rave and storm. Make no mistake, the forces of hell are raving and storming. Their weapons, sin and deceit and violence, afflict a wage of bitter war against us. But their attacks are only the loud and fearful cries of disappointment. It's a play. It's a show. Only a pretend monster. All of the raging cannot overcome our joy. What we see in the world is death and sin and destruction and suffering. But what we know, dear Christians, what we know, what faith trusts, and what Easter proclaims is that Christ has overcome this world and its prince. The third day he rose again, according to the scriptures. This is a truth that gladdens and imparts peace. Now nothing can ever sadden the joy within our heart. No gloom shall ever shake, no foe shall take the hope which God's own Son in love for us has won. Satan's work is in vain and his fury is empty. No trouble can trouble those safe in Christ's protection. He makes the dead live. He makes the deaf hear. He makes night as bright as day. He makes sinners as holy as himself. Saints forever washed in his blood. Now we see what our Lord has been up to. Why our God would come down from heaven and be incarnate and made man. Why he would suffer and die. To be with us. To bring us with him to his Father. To reconcile us to himself. Indeed, as much as we cling to him against Satan's raging, Jesus is clinging to us. He is holding on to us. He has burst through the gates of hell, those jaws of sin and Satan that so often hold us and threaten to devour us, and he's unhinged them, thrown them away. Even here, his right hand leads and holds us, as the intro says. He brandishes the sword of his word and his spirit in one hand, fighting off the demons and the evil, and with the other, he grips us tightly. He will never leave us, whate'er he passes through. And who passes through death's iron chains, through Satan's trickery and of sin and pain, through lies and deceit, through gloom and hopelessness, he shatters through the gates of hell's grim wall. He crosses the chasm separating hell and heaven, sin and God, bringing us with him. He is the firstborn from the dead. And we, his brothers, shall follow. He is the author. He is the perfecter. He is the Savior. He ferries us from death to life in holy baptism. He brings us into the ark of his church to hear his words of peace and comfort. And he feeds us with his forgiveness too. He brings us to eternal life. He raises us as he is risen. So that when we awake, we will still be with him too. Death cannot hold our Lord Jesus Christ. How could it possibly hold you?